waiting for a day like this to come. Strike like lightning. My heart's beating like...
What? Welcome to episode 32 of Family Time Q&A Podcast. And you didn't know I was recording. Your little singing voice. It was so cool. Oh. So for those who haven't heard an episode of Family Time Q&A Podcast before, this is where I have an actual family member on the show with me to answer questions that are candid.
If you have a recording studio, invite me. Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
So I this is the family show where we bring actual family members on board to have a real conversation. Basically, what will happen is Emma's going to ask me a question. I have no idea what it's going to be. I have to give a candid response that's truthful, honest, and complete. And then we're going to flip the unscript. Ooh, I brought that back just for you. And I'm going to ask Emma a question. She has no idea what the question is, and she's going to answer it to the best of her ability. And so we hope you have a lot of fun listening to the show. It's a lot of fun for us to record. And, you know, at the same time, we hope that in our conversation, we, you know, model healthy family relationships for you, but also maybe impart some of the things that we do in our lives that maybe you want to apply to yours. And if you have any ideas that you want to share with us, feel free to leave us a message on the blog at therealjerrydugan.com or send me an email at jerrysdugan@gmail.com. All right. So, Emma, how have you been?
Good. Wait, I have to say two things.
Okay.
One, I knew you were going to record. I just wanted to sing. And two, my brother is having a sleepover with a friend, and they're in the room next to us, and they're... So, yeah.
So we might hear them, like, cheer and stuff because they're playing video games right now.
Yeah.
So, anyway, yeah. So yeah, that was like, it's like a real like guy sleepover. Cause like we've always, you know, sent Jacob off with like a change of clothes, soap, shampoo, towels, that kind of stuff. This guy just came over with what, a toothbrush
and
contact solution for his contacts and the contacts case. So that's like a true, like manly man stereotyped sleepover there. Like this guy is going to rough it. And so I don't know if we should have like had cold pizza ready for the morning for them to have breakfast or not. So we'll see. All right. So how have you been?
I've been good.
Yeah. When do you have your first rehearsal anyway? This is not my official question. I'm just curious. Cause
like end of this month.
Okay.
And then I have costume fittings in no freaking November.
You said freaking.
What's bad with that?
I don't know. You said November too. You like mashed up words.
No freaking November.
Okay, cool. So anyway, I'm excited. You're going to be a rat princess. Like, your first point role, and not enough for you to, you know, be on point. You got to do it with a mask on. So that's huge that they thought you would be awesome enough to pull off both.
And the masks, I had a role similar to this just whenever I was younger and I wasn't on point. I was probably 7 maybe. And there's dust in the head. It was just,
oh,
gross.
So there's a downside to the masks.
Yeah, and yeah, they stink from everybody's sweat. And
what if we Febrezed it? Would that help?
I don't want to smell.
You'll just smell sweat and Febreze and dust.
No. It's okay. Like that in the locker room sometimes. Like, the girls refuse to not wear strawberry lotion and no strawberry scented deodorant or something. Mm-hmm. And so it's strawberry sweat. It's gross. Okay. Cool. Don't do that ever.
Oh, hey, we got to hear a good friend of ours give a sermon today. It was like his first sermon in years, Brandon Cunningham over at Grace Community Church. He was on episode 27 of this show.
Yeah,
he's pretty cool.
Link to that podcast in the description.
Show notes. Yeah. So check out the show notes. I'll link episode 27. That's where we talked about ways that fathers could stay connected to their teens. And anyway, today's sermon from Pastor Brandon Cunningham was about changing up how we serve God. And it's just really cool that, you know, serving our families first, serve where you are, but also serve based on your gifts and your talents so that others could be helped by it. Anyway, you want to ask me your question?
Yeah.
All right. What's your question?
And this question was made up by my wonderful, wonderful mommy. Mommy. Her name is Mommy.
Okay.
And she told me to ask you, how long do you think you'll be able to survive in a zombie apocalypse, and how would you survive?
Oh, man. I think I would make it. I think, you know, I think Mommy and I actually had this conversation before on one of our episodes. And now we have to listen to all 31 previous episodes just to find out where we talked about this before. But tonight is the season 5 premiere of The Walking Dead. I got Mommy hooked onto the show. I really love the human nature, the human struggle that is in that show. It's a zombie apocalypse TV series based on the comic book, but I'm really amazed at how in depth the characters get. So anyway, how long would I make it in the zombie apocalypse?
And how would you survive?
And how would I survive?
Well, your strategies
for fun. This is strictly for fun, but I have what I call the ZAT roster and the zombie apocalypse contingency plan. My former coworker Adela Garcia and I, we would actually, like, when we got bored in the office, we would actually plan things like where in Corpus Christi would be a good building to survive the zombie apocalypse.
Oh my gosh.
And we had to take into account things like security. So what would be a building or facility where we could keep the zombies out? But then also knowing human nature and people would get desperate and try to break in and kill the people inside for resources, what would also protect us from other people who are bad? But we also had to keep in mind, could we grow food? Because, you know, what's the point of having a great citadel or shelter from the zombies and the zombie apocalypse if you starved yourself to death or you couldn't resupply your water? Because, you know, you can survive, what, 3 days without water, about 2 weeks without food. But people get grumpy after about 6 hours without food in the United States.
Jerry.
So, anyway, what?
Wait, I just
go ahead.
I know a good place, but it's kind of far from, like, houses and stuff, so you'd have to run a while. But a good place to hide would be the Selena Auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
What part in the Selena Auditorium do I dance in for my Nutcracker? Because I know there's different parts, like different stages.
You actually dance in the Selena Auditorium of the American Bank Center. So
yeah.
You have all of the American Bank Center. That actually made our list once. And we had thought, we also thought Selena Auditorium, but tiered system type thing. So we need access to the rooftop to be able to grow food, capture rain, do, you know, solar stills, that kind of thing. It had few points of access that we could, you know, secure off or block off if needed. So that was on the list.
I was going to say Selena Auditorium because I think the fourth floor,
mm-hmm.
I think it's one of the dressing room floors.
Okay.
I've been there. That's like my main dressing room floor that I've always had. Anyways, there's a little door, and if you open it, you could see, like, here's the door, and you could see the seats right here and the stage right here.
Yeah.
And you could just walk off. It's a little ledge, and zombies are stupid. So you could, gather them all on that top floor.
And, like, funnel them out that way, and they would all just fall to their death.
Yeah.
Again. Yeah, their second death.
And you could put, like, little spikes at the bottom.
Yeah.
So whenever they fell, it would stab their head.
Oh. All right. You just made the ZAT roster for planning. So ZAT roster. What's that about, right?
Yeah.
Zombie apocalypse team roster. And there's a few folks that I've put on there. Family automatically is included. So you, Mommy, and Jacob are on there automatically. But there are some other people who have certain skill sets and equipment that we'd like to have over. Like our neighbor two doors down is highly mechanical. Actually, no, next door, right next door. Very handy with his hands. We need that. So he's automatically on in his family. Uncle Jimmy, he's mechanically inclined and handy and has some other skill sets that we could use.
Ooh, I know one.
Hmm.
This is a jokey one, but you could have a photographer because if you do daily vlogs, that would be cool. Them nails for the... thing.
For the zombie apocalypse website?
Yeah. No, like, if you're a vlogger...
On episode 300 of the zombie apocalypse podcast.
if you're a vlogger, you know how they have thumbnails on YouTube?
Uh-huh.
Well, you could title it, "We're in a zombie apocalypse, all serious," and, like, make the first half of the video, like, all serious.
Mm-hmm. But
the second half, like, there's a zombie apocalypse, and then they're not gonna believe you, and then you could put a real zombie picture, as your thumbnail. And then they're still going to be like, "Oh, that's just Photoshop." And then the news is going to come on and it says, "Zombie apocalypse and such and such, such and such." And they're going to be like,
OMG, that was real? There is actually a zombie apocalypse? Oh my gosh, they weren't lying.
I think the zombie apocalypse would like have to take over a good chunk of the world first before we actually believe that there was one happening.
Yeah.
So I think one video wouldn't be enough to get people to freak out, but you know, we lose like, I don't know, pick a state, Georgia?
Yeah.
Montana, something like that. Georgia, because, you know, The Walking Dead. Lose an entire city. We might be like, oh, no, we lost the entire city.
Ontario, but Canada.
Ontario. Oh, poor Ontario. Actually, that might be a safe place to go. I don't know. Because I read World War Z. And anyway. So, anywho. Yeah, I think I would make it. I think it would be a team effort because I can't do it all myself. But
obviously, me and Mommy and Jacob make fake zombie noises, you freak out.
Yeah. My guard is up. I'm out of there.
And then you blame it on Oreo because, like, he starts barking. You're like, stop, I don't want Oreo to hurt you. And I'm like, please, Daddy, you just don't want to get scared.
What? He's jumping on you.
He doesn't hurt me. I have clothing on.
Okay. Well, oh, and our dog is automatically part of the Zat roster because he does not like zombies for anything. Like, when you guys come attack me, he barks, jumps on you, tries to knock one of you down.
But he tries to knock him down, and he can't reach their heads. Yeah. So they could bite him, and then Oreo would turn into a zombie dog, and then he'd betray us.
Oh, yeah, that part's not cool.
Booyah.
Oh, poor doggy. But he would save our lives at least once. Yeah. So, did I answer your question?
Yeah.
I'd make it. It'd be a team effort. And we have a zombie apocalypse contingency plan as well as a Zat roster. So all of you, my friends on Facebook, whoever heard me say you're on the Zat roster, I'm serious. You just got to make your way over to Corpus Christi, Texas, or show us that you have a better safe zone than we have. And we'll come over to you somehow. All right. You ready for my question for you?
I'm ready.
Okay. So you and I.
Can I read it?
Yeah. You and I just spent a good chunk of today binge watching a show called Once Upon a Time on Netflix. I love that show. I don't know why. I think because it's got the tie-in to Disney, the Disney princes, Disney princesses, the characters like Snow White, the Seven Dwarves, all that stuff. So I was just wondering, because there's a lot of things that you and I have in common, and there's a lot of things we don't have in common. But my question to you is, what are some characteristics that you think we both share?
Our smarts?
Yeah.
And something that I shared. There's a character named Emma.
Oh, in the show. Yes. And that's really cool to, like, tell you about the show, or, like, when Mommy comes in and says, hey, what's been happening in the show? I'm like, well, Emma did this, Emma did that. And it's like I'm telling a story about you, but it's really not. It's this character, Emma, in the show. So I love that.
Wait, right here.
But these are the things that you and I have in common. What are some things that you and I have? We have our smarts, you said. We both wear glasses, I think.
We have our looks. No, I'm kidding.
We have our looks.
Oh, we both have brown eyes.
Yeah.
I know one thing that's not the same.
What?
You have gray hair.
Oh. Why do you need to bring that up?
Other than the gray hairs, we have almost the same hair color.
Oh, okay.
Well, mine's browner. Lighter brown.
Oh.
Yours darker.
Yeah.
When we're in the mood, we like to exercise, and when we're not in the mood, we like to pig out, like I did at lunch today.
Yeah.
And we both like the color blue.
That's not your favorite color. Fuchsia was your favorite color, and I dogged it out in that last episode we were on, and I feel really bad about that still. I'm sorry.
Why do you feel bad about that?
Because I totally bashed the color. It wasn't like I just said, oh, I don't like the color fuchsia. It was like, I think it's puke. I think it's a horrible color. Who made that color up? Needs to be flogged or something. And I'm like, what's your favorite color? You're like, fuchsia. And I'm like, your dad is a jerk. So, anyway, yeah. I know blue is not your favorite color. Because
it's my second favorite color. Like, really? Bluish green.
Okay. You said teal. Bluish, oh, no, aqua. Green. Aqua.
Bluish green.
That's not aqua, is it?
Bluish green.
I need to really look up what aqua means.
Bluish green is like turquoise / aqua.
Okay.
Well, aqua is like a mix between mint green and turquoise.
Okay.
And that's my...
Okay.
And all those colors originate from the color blue. It's kind of like math. Like, if you round a decimal or something to the whatever it's closest to, if you round aqua to what it's closest to, it'd either come out to blue or green.
Oh.
Probably most likely blue.
How do you know all this?
Because I know that my color turquoise.
You're so
no,
smart.
Aqua.
Smart.
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 Cool.
Awesome.
What else do we have in common?
We like sci-fi.
Do you?
Well,
you're not just like
if I start watching it with you, then I get sucked into it.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like what I did with Once Upon a Time. I'm like, oh, it's just Once Upon a Time. It's Disney. I see Disney all the time. And I started watching it with you. I'm like, let's watch more.
Yes.
More. More.
Blah. What about Doctor Who? We watched some Doctor Who together.
Yeah, yes. We did.
We need to get a sonic screwdriver. That'd be a great Christmas present. Sonic screwdriver. Because I know a TARDIS is a little bit too much to ask for. But sonic screwdriver?
Booyah.
Yeah, we could fix some computers with that.
Can I close this?
Yeah, you can close that. Cool. Awesome. What else? Anything else?
Why do you keep getting closer and closer to me?
Closer! Closer!
Closer!
Closer! Okay. Some people might actually catch on the reference that we just made there.
I know I've heard it, but I don't remember where it's from.
Question our parenting skills. It's Mr. Hanky.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Christmas poo.
Yeah.
Okay. Not like you watched the whole episode, just that one.
I know,
scene.
But...
Close up. Okay.
I remember hearing it from something, and then we say it all the time.
Yeah.
I remember. Okay. I'm trying to look for something we have in common.
Well, I think we said quite a bit.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did. We got our smarts. Oh, you know what we do? At bedtime, we get really goofy. Like, mommy, she's ready to go to sleep.
Yeah, she's like, come on, Jerry, let's go. They need to go to sleep. Yeah. And I'm like...
Yeah. And then I come along and I don't help at all. And mommy's like, come on, Jer, get out of there. It's time for her to go to sleep. Quit riling her up. And I'm like, whatever, I'm not riling up anything. And so, and then we, you know... Chit chat and all that. Are you writing on me right now? Oh my! Give me the pen.
Can we put that? In
okay.
The show notes?
Yes, we will put that in the show notes. Man. Poopy poop poop. That's why. Oh come on. No! I just took that pen from you. How'd you get it back? Okay. All right. Well.
Well, now you have an equal sign on your hand.
Okay. Well, I think it's time for our closing announcements. Any closing announcements on your end? Yeah, that's right. Nutcracker sales. So mommy's still selling tickets for you. If anybody lives in the Corpus Christi area and you want to come see the...
Even if you're from San Antonio, if you're from Washington, D.C., yeah, just go to the Nutcracker there. It's better than ours. No, I'm kidding.
What?
I'm kidding. We're still
or
good.
Come to Corpus Christi and see Emma perform.
Yeah, come to Corpus Christi. Buy like a $100 plane ticket, maybe.
Or drive.
Or drive, yeah.
Make a road trip.
Yeah. Road trip. Road trip. Road trip.
December. Yeah. December is still pretty warm here. It's like in the 60s or 70s while everybody else is like
and
freezing.
Like, and Atlanta's like, it's never been 100 below zero. And we're like, oh my gosh, it's freezing over here. It's 89 degrees. I'm kidding. It's probably
I
like
said
70.
Hyperbole here.
Huh?
I used hyperbole.
Hyperbole.
Word of the week, yo. So anyway, I'll put some information about the Nutcracker tickets into the show notes. Also, if you haven't downloaded an episode of, not an episode, if you haven't downloaded your free copy of Strength Revisited, go ahead and do so at therealjerrydugan.com. Check out the show notes for this episode. Scroll to the bottom and click on the link to get your copy today. Thanks for listening. God bless.
Bye.